This is Joseph Coco. I'm at A2CAF 2017 on behalf of Becca Hilburn's Art Process blog. If you could introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Dan Merritt. I'm co-owner at Green Brain Comics in Dearborn, Michigan. I'm also on the board of directors and a founder of Kids Read Comics.
Okay, fantastic. So it's really great when we can talk to somebody who actually has some say in the show. We've talked to some Artist Alley directors before and things like that. How much of the actual organization of the conference do you do? Or the convention, sorry.
We are more on the book-selling logistics side now. It's a natural evolution of our part of the organization, where originally we started as just a base organizer doing a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Now we are looking at slowly branching out or franchising the Kids Read Comics brand, so we may be transitioning back into a general organizer at different sites around Michigan.
Yeah, basically in order to get sites started up, and then once they've kind of taken off a little bit, maybe start focusing attention in other places.
And that's kind of how Ann Arbor started. The organization originally started in Chelsea. We moved it to Dearborn, back to Chelsea, and then to Ann Arbor. And this seems like a great home for the bigger scale events, where
sure.
Now that they are running this primarily mm-hmm. here at the Ann Arbor Library staff, we are more consultants.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we spoke with Ann last year, and she gave some great feedback on how to get kids' comics into libraries and things like that. So if anyone is interested in the more library aspect, I would definitely recommend they check out that interview. So what actually got you started? Was it centered around Free Comic Book Day that you started trying to start up a con? Like, what gave you the idea?
Well, the idea was brought to me by Dan Mishkin and Jersey Drozd.
Okay.
Oh, like 9-10 years ago. Dan Mishkin was inspired by a convention that was happening out in the New York, New Jersey area by Alex Simmons, the Kids Comics Convention, I believe the event was called.
Okay.
And he thought that'd be a great way to, or a great direction to start a convention here in Michigan.
Yeah, there's definitely not enough kids cons out there, so
exactly.
The more the merrier.
And Dan's very involved. Dan's a veteran comic writer.
Yeah.
That gravitates to younger reader comics. And of course, Jersey Drozd is not only a published creator, but a comics educator. And he's great with kids, and his heart is truly in young reader comics.
Yeah.
So when they brought the idea to me, my wife Katie and I had already run a couple different specialty conventions that were focused on creators. They felt like we could bring some knowledge and experience to the organization. And then with other co-creator Edith Donnell, who is a young adult librarian in Chelsea, that was the core of the organization brought together.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about Green Brain Comics? Like, do you guys mostly sell to kids, or it's everybody? I mean, obviously you have some things for everybody, but is the target audience kids at Green Brain?
Our target audience is growing and diversifying the
okay.
audience is our real target.
Yeah,
people
who don't consider themselves comic book readers,
exactly.
you would like to get those people into the shop.
Yeah, 18 years ago when we bought the store from the original owner, we saw that the target or the general audience was a very male-oriented 18 to 35 general audience. And
yeah.
we felt an immediate need to diversify that as much as possible.
Yeah.
Not only to a younger audience, but also to a female audience. And making sure that our store was appealing and appropriate for all of the audiences.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit, how long has Green Brain Comics been around?
The store originally opened by 1985
okay,
by original
so
owner wow. Gary Reed, who was himself also a comic publisher. He ran Caliber Publishing out of his office in Plymouth, Michigan.
All right.
Very notable author, and you know, he himself was very interested in making sure that the product diversity in comic stores represented a wide swath of what was available, not only from his publishing company, but all of the emerging smaller publishers. And when we bought it...
So he did a lot of outreach to independent publishers and things like that?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And that was the store that I was shopping at. My wife Katie had been working there for several years.
Okay.
That was the store that we felt best suited our needs.
Yeah.
As readers.
Yeah.
So when we bought it, we thought it was not only important to continue that tradition, but grow it and strengthen it.
Yeah. Well, independent creators are usually a little less shackled to certain tropes that a lot of mainstream stuff has to be. So I can definitely understand someone feeling more connected with a shop that has independent works than something that only carries mainstream works.
Yeah.
So, can you tell me a little bit about the setup here at the con? Obviously, you guys have a lot of Reina's things. Reina Telgemeier. That's a big draw at the show. Did she make it here last year? I can't remember. I feel like she had a conflict.
She was here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And she was, right in the middle of a big tour then.
Yeah.
This year, she's... kind of at the tail end of a tour supporting Ghosts,
right.
So we're very happy that she could make some time. Reina's been a big supporter of this convention from the very beginning.
Sure.
And she's such a good friend to not only the comics community, but also to Kids Read Comics. It's a big thrill for us to have her back this year.
Yeah, I just heard her say, off the record, but I just heard her say that Kids Reads Comics /ATCAF is her favorite convention. So,
well, that warms my heart.
Yeah. Most of what you guys are selling are Reina's work, or at the actual show today, or you guys are just bringing anything that you think would draw kids' attention that might be new?
Well, this year we are hosting signings for not only Reina,
yep.
but also for Jarrett Kozoska, who I hope I got his last name right.
Okay.
The creator of the Lunch Lady graphic novels.
Sure.
So we have a selection of his books, as well as a little display of the top 10 nominees from this year's Dwayne McDuffie Award for Excellence in Kids Comics. Which Reina has won.
Awesome.
That was judged by an independent group of not only comic readers, but retailers, librarians, people in the comic review community,
yeah.
Independently of our organization.
Of course.
So
obviously, you might be a little biased if she's helped the shop and helped
yes.
the convention so much.
Yeah. But I think it is completely due. It is an amazing book that I think best represents where young adult or young reader graphic novels are at this stage in their development.
Sure. I haven't personally read Ghost, but I know Beck has read it and she loved it. So. I can certainly see the award being deserved. So I did want to ask you, you were talking about hosting independent creators within your shop. How do you usually get in touch with independent creators? Is it usually generally through their publishers, or are you also hosting self-published people in Green Brain Comics?
Well, over the years, we've developed a reputation for supporting small press, so
okay.
quite oftentimes creators will come to us.
Yeah.
Especially independent creators in the local Metro Detroit area. Yeah, our reputation precedes us.
Okay.
Outside of that, publishers are aware of us and what we do, so they occasionally appeal to us. And on the opportunity, we will make those communications with creators and see if there's a way for us to not only bring their books in, but support them.
Yeah.
In the market itself.
Yeah, through a free comic book day or just bringing their books along to shows like this and things like that.
Yeah, free comic book day is big for us, not only as an independent event to showcase the store, but also we put up a big tent behind the store and host a little mini convention with several local creators.
Yeah.
And the occasional traveling, touring creator that we can
rope in to
track up
down
to the Detroit Dearborn area.
Yeah. Okay, and so if someone were interested in having their comic in your shop, even if they didn't live in the Michigan area, it would be okay if they reached out to you and talked to you about that?
Sure, you can communicate with us, reach out through the website. We have a contact form in there. Give us a description of your comic, maybe some pointers to resources, some reviewable pages.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can work together.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask, certain brick-and-mortar stores are having some trouble. How is the comic industry weathering that, and how is Green Brain Comics doing in terms of like competition with online stores like Amazon and other places like that? I mean, you don't need to go into numbers or anything like that, but just to give creators a general idea of what the current field of comics is like.
Well, I think independent retailing in general is challenging at this time with the amount of other venues for people to do their shopping through. But I think what really sets us apart is the community and the atmosphere that we've built. And I don't think that could be replicated on online shopping.
Not easily anyway. It's much easier just to run into someone in person than it is to run into them on some online shop, basically.
Right. So I don't really consider online shopping competition,
okay,
because they're in a different market.
Yeah, of course.
Our market is taking care of people.
Yeah.
And making sure they feel welcome and have an opportunity to leaf through books,
yeah,
and find out what they're about.
You're engaging people about their interest and recommending titles and that sort of thing to customers as they come in?
Okay. It's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
We're both fruit, but we're different varieties.
Yeah, rather than some random algorithm telling a reader that they might like this because someone else bought it or whatever.
Yeah. We feel like we give much more personable references and suggestions.
Okay. So you mentioned trying to attract non-comic book readers to comic book stores. Is there some way, is there something you can recommend for artists to try to point people who aren't necessarily comic book readers to comic book shops? Like, how do you usually attract people to the shop? Are you taking out ads, or are you just talking to people who aren't necessarily readers about it and recommending they come by?
We work pretty closely with local organizations.
Okay.
We have a thriving artist community in Dearborn that I think is a great personable outreach,
yeah,
to new markets, new clientele. We do some social media advertising as well, and big outreaches like Free Comic Book Day,
yeah,
and recently Wonder Woman Day, which we advertised through some of the local theaters. I think that brought in a lot of people that are curious about graphic novels that haven't yet
not actively
one
reading them. Yeah. Okay, and what about things like book fairs at schools and things like that? Is that something you guys
try to... Yeah, I've worked pretty closely with schools, not only in programming and signing, but also in presentations.
Okay.
Book sales with schools, I'm available for all of that.
Awesome.
Again, contact us through the website. We would be happy to consider and work with any schools, libraries, on developing programs.
Okay. And you're talking local to Michigan or just anywhere in the U.S.?
Preferably local to the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah. So I did also want to ask you how artists could help out comic book shops in general. I mean, obviously, working Free Comic Book Day at your local comic shop and pointing people towards their local comic shop when people are looking for comics rather than online, two simple ways. But is there any other advice you can give for artists to try to help the brick-and-mortar stores to stay thriving?
Well, I think active support, not only by purchasing books through a brick-and-mortar store, but spreading the word.
Okay.
One of our best modes of advertisement is word of mouth, because
yeah,
somebody's opinion of us is invaluable. It is freely given, and it means the world. So when we get those 5-star reviews on Google and Facebook, that goes a long way.
Yeah, so not necessarily just word of mouth, but just anywhere you can talk about it, start talking about your comic book shops.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because, comic books and comic book stores are very important to continuance of our culture as creative Americans. And it's very important to make sure that goes on for generations to come.
Yeah. And finally, well, not quite finally, I wanted to ask if an artist wants to try to get their comic book shop to come to a convention, would you have any advice for comic book shops working conventions or anything like that? I assume it's very different than an artist working convention.
Right. From our perspective, we don't do that many conventions.
Okay.
This is the only one that we retail at, and that is only in support of creators.
Yeah, because you're sponsoring it.
The other conventions that we do, currently we support an event called Comic-Con, which is in Dearborn, and is focused on all female creators. Though we hope to bring in a wide diversity of clientele, men, women, kids, adults. We want to bring them all in and show them all the thriving work from female cartoonists in this industry.
Yeah.
Outside of that, we don't retail at
conventions. Just focus on the store.
Yeah. Our bread and butter is in new comics and graphic novels, and I see conventions, mainstream conventions, more focused on older comics and that kind of stuff. Not really what we do.
Old pull boxes that have been sitting around for a long time.
And that's totally fine. That's part of the culture.
Yeah.
But what we've done is we've kind of specialized in our evolution over the last 33 years has created this very unique model. And, you know, we're not a one-of-a-kind store in the fact that, you know, there's lots of other stores that only focus on new comics and graphic novels.
Yeah.
But in our market, in the Metro Detroit area, I think that we're pretty much the only one.
Yeah. Okay, and can we find Green Brain Comics online, or do you guys exclusively sell in the store?
We don't do retail sales on our website, except for a few pieces of merchandise and store-branded items.
Sure.
But you can find us on the web at greenbraincomics.com.
Okay.
We have presence on all social media, generally Green Brain Comics or Green Brain CMX.
Okay.
And yeah, we're really easy to find.
All right, awesome. And thank you so much for helping put on the show. It's been fantastic for us the 2 years that we've been here, and I've only ever heard good things about the show. So
I'm glad you guys were able to come out.
We really appreciate it, and I hope this encourages other people to come check out the show and check out your comic book shop.
Great, I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natasoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.